In the first reading today, as St. Paul speaks to Timothy, he says to Timothy, "As for myself," he said, "I've run the race, I've fought the fight, I've kept the faith." That tells us something very important, that this is not an easy task. This is an arduous task. This is a race. In order to win a race, you number one have to be in shape. If we're going to try to run a long distance race and we can't even run a block, it's not going to work very well. St. Paul says, "I fought the fight." We're going to have to fight for our faith. We're going to have to fight for our salvation. That's the point that we have to understand. There are so many people who just think that they're going straight to heaven. They bought all these lies, and it's not true. St. Paul never said, "Hey, as long as you believe in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're going to heaven." And then you got the Catholic side of the same heresy. God is so merciful that everybody goes to heaven. Where does it say that? Show me one saint who ever said that. Show me where it ever came out of the mouth of Jesus. Show me anywhere in Scripture where it's even hinted at. It's not. But it sure is a whole lot easier to buy than the truth. Because the truth that the way that leads to heaven is rough and narrow, and few they are who are on it. Who likes to hear that? Ha! Everybody goes to heaven, no problem. I can sin to my heart's content and I'm going to heaven anyway. I don't have to believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven anyway. I can do anything I want and I'm going to heaven anyway. Nonsense. But it sure is a whole lot easier than saying you need to walk the tight line. You need to stay on the straight and narrow path. Because we want to look around and say, "But everyone else is doing all of this. I want to do that too." First of all, why do we want to sin? Makes no sense. It's rather stupid. But then, why do we not want to be on the path that's going to lead to heaven? Because the path that leads to hell looks like it's fun? Because it's exciting? Because those people are so happy? No, it's empty. It's not true joy. God wants us on the straight path. He wants us to fight for what's right. We live in a society that just basically says everything is all right. You can believe anything you want. No, you can't. Well, I guess you can believe anything you want. You won't get to heaven believing anything you want. But that's the nonsense that we live in today. So again, we have to come back and be very clear. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only name given to us by which we will be saved. If he is the way, that means he is the path. He is the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. And there is no other, none. So regardless of what all these people want to tell us, the devil is a plausible liar. He's been doing it for centuries and centuries. He knows how to tell lies, and he knows exactly where our failures are, where our weaknesses are, and where we're going to buy the lie. So then he gets popular people to stand up and lie for him. Oprah Winfrey said on national television years ago, "Jesus is a way, not the way." All you need is to take her course in miracles, and isn't that great? You can do it all. You can be a miracle worker and you can go to heaven. What a bunch of trash. It's a do-it-yourself course. Frank Sinatra sang about that, and people bought that lie too. There's one clown with two horns and a tail who sang that song millennia before Frank Sinatra ever did. I did it my way. Yep, and look at where it got him. He did it his way, and he's continuing to do it his way. And if we want to do it our way, we're going to follow the exact same path. Or we can do it God's way. And there is only one path if we're going to do it God's way. So if we want to be unique, if we want to be independent, if we want to be snowflakes, we want to be our own. Well, it's not going to bring us where we need to be. God made you to be unique. He made you to be your own person. He also made you to conform yourself to His Son. He made you to be a saint. And that means to run the race, to fight the good fight, to remain faithful to the finish, not to do it your own way. Because if we do it our own way, we're going to be climbing up the wrong mountain. We're going to be on a different path than the one that leads to heaven. We don't want that. When it comes right down to it, we want to be in heaven. And there's only one way to get there. So stay on that path. Fight for the faith. Run the race. Because they're doing everything they can to undermine it, to take it away. We have to stand up for what's right and for what's true. Don't let anybody take it from you. Because if they take your faith from you, they're taking eternal salvation from you as well. So St. Paul could have confidence in where he was going because he knew what he suffered. He knew what it took to get there. He had run the race. He had fought the fight. He had remained faithful to the end. That's the only way. That's what each one of us is going to be asked to do. That's what's being presented to us. What a beautiful opportunity we have in a society that has gone astray. We have a clear choice to make. Get on the path, run the race, fight the fight, and remain faithful to the end.